There is a new state initiative. It's aimed at reducing the risk of fire-related tragedies through both public education and a lot of support from both the state and local levels. To learn more about Fire Safe CT, we have now the state fire marshal with us, Lori Volkart. And Lori, welcome back to the show. And tell us, is this the first time we've created this type of a campaign, or is this something we do right before the fall season?
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me. This is a new initiative that is going to be year-round, and so it's happened in informal meetings and collaborations, but this really is formalizing the effort to ensure that all of the fire-related state agencies are providing a unified voice with some of our private partners as well, to really equip local fire departments to get good information out to the public and also reach directly out to the public with important fire safety information.
Does this have anything to do with what we saw last fall, where we had over 200 brush fires across the state? We had obviously weeks-long efforts to try and get the brush fire under control on Lemitation Mountain. Did anything that we saw last year contribute to why this campaign has now started?
So there were a lot of contributing factors into this. That was definitely one of them. But recognizing that we've got fire risks both inside the home and outside the home, last fall was a really good example of outdoor fire and how climate change is affecting the risk narrative here in the state. And so we wanted to make sure we had a good conduit to get safety information out in a timely manner, and also focusing on seasonal topics. So this past spring, during our spring wildfire season, we put together a video collaboration between this group and with DEP, State Fire Marshal's Office, and the Fire Academy and the state police. And we'll be working on some more messaging through the fall. And we've had different fire safety topics, everything from cooking and smoking related fires to outdoor fire safety, grilling, fireworks, and everything in between.
So is this essentially, and again, we have the state fire marshal with us, Lori Volkart, is this essentially a place for people to know the rules or to check to see where they could be potentially putting themselves at risk of a fire? Because a lot of times, unfortunately, fires are absolutely preventable, but it's a matter of people having the mentality of it's not going to be me, or that I'm not going to be the cause of the next brush fire or backyard fire from a bonfire or my grill being too close to the home. The next tragedy is not going to be me. Is this to better equip people so that they don't have that mentality?
Absolutely. We recognize that fire departments are doing a great job keeping their community safe, but fire is everyone's fight. You don't have to be a firefighter to prevent the next fire. And actually, regular everyday citizens, businesses, and visitors to the state are the most equipped to really prevent these fires before they even start. As you said, most fires are preventable. So this is an opportunity for folks to follow us on social media, Fire Safe CT on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube. And then also, so they can follow us to get direct information on timely and seasonal fire safety topics. But also, we've got a website standing up for local fire departments to use. So if they have a fire in their community, they have some information that they can push quickly out into the community about preventing it further. Or seasonal social media campaigns, so that way we can really work to get all of the fire departments across the state saying the same message and providing that good information out to the public.
So, Lori, give us an idea. When you go to ct.gov/firesafe, which, again, we're going to put all this information on our website, what can people find? And what is a way for them to get more engaged and be more in the know? People won't naturally just say, hey, I'm having a bonfire. Let me first check to see what I should do. I think part of this campaign is certainly the activeness of following your social media sites, correct?
Absolutely. The best way that folks can get involved and to stay up to date is to follow us on social media. And so we're going to be pushing out information throughout the year on different fire safety and emergency preparedness topics. And also, the website is really geared more towards local fire departments with resources. The public can definitely access it to learn more about these different topics, but there's going to be a lot more resources for local fire departments to use. But if you go to that website, there will be links to all of our social media accounts. So give us a follow, and that way you'll get fire safety information embedded into your timeline or your For You page as you check in every day on your social media.
So totally separate subject, but still fire related. Is there anything on this website, Lori, that talks about getting into fire service?
We do not have a link there for how to get into the fire service, but I am working with a number of folks on different pathways into the fire service. So more information will be getting posted on that later throughout the year. Right now, if folks are interested in volunteering with their local volunteer fire department, I'd recommend reaching out to your local department. And then if you're interested in getting hired in the fire department, there's a number of resources on the Fire Academy's website for more information about people who are interested in getting involved as a firefighter.
Because I do think that is something that more people should know about. It was actually, I want to say, during my diner tour that I do exclusively on this show, in one of the stops, forgive me, I don't remember which town it was, but they had said they will start doing a junior firefighter program, which a lot of departments apparently do, at the age of 16. And, you know, something that was, I think, really exciting for, you know, like my son, for example, who's in elementary school, and I understand he's very young, but we talk a lot about the future and you know, I want to grow up to be, you know, so on and so forth. And it was exciting for him, the idea of, okay, I don't have to get a job that's like, a 9-to-5 after, or I should say rather like an after school job. He was like, wait, I would love to start the junior firefighter. Like he wanted to start that program, and he was excited that you could do it as early as high school. And I just didn't know if that was even public knowledge to people, how soon you can get involved in fire, in the industry, and just get exposed to it. Because, you know, we do have a firefighter shortage, especially for our volunteer department. So that's why I was asking.
Absolutely. I am a huge proponent of junior firefighter programs. That's actually how I got my start in the fire service.
Oh, really?
My dad was a volunteer firefighter. I'd hang out with him on evenings and weekends at the firehouse. And on my 16th birthday, I handed in my application because I was the youngest you could be to be a junior firefighter.
Wow.
In my home department. So I'm a huge proponent of that. And actually, we've got a really exciting event coming up in November for schools and fire departments and other public safety agencies who are interested in doing pathway programs at the high school level. There's a number of high schools around the state who have firefighter or other public safety agency classes for high school students. They run the gamut from doing Firefighter One as a high school class to after-school enrichment programs and kind of everything in between. We're doing a one-day summit at the Veterans Affairs Auditorium in Rocky Hill in November for all of the schools that are interested in that. And so there'll be more information coming out, and it sounds like there's a lot of towns that are interested in starting those types of programs at their local high school, which I'm really excited about.
I love that. Definitely, Lori, I'm gonna pencil that into our my booking book here, if that makes sense. I would love to have you back on ahead of that to just remind people about that coming up. I think that's a really great opportunity, and especially for a lot of schools, even if they do already sort of offer something in the towns. Like I said, there could be a real disconnect between what the municipality is offering and what the fire department is offering. So I would love to remind folks about that and help them get involved. So that's, you said, in early November?
Yeah, kind of mid-November, and
okay.
It's really geared for, you know, schools and fire departments putting together this program. So more information will be going out. We're going to be publishing an agenda in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, yeah, really excited about that.
Perfect. I'd love to get you back on the show to talk about that. In the meantime, again, the website is ct.gov/firesafe. We will put it on our website, voiceofct.com. Lori Volkert, I want to thank you for the work that you do as State Fire Marshal, and thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.